alma mater, the University of Southern Mississippi, and his own pocket. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KBR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities, open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. The Montreal Symphony Orchestra under conductor Charles Dutoit beginning things in this noon hour with music by French composer Emmanuel Chabrier and the Marche Joyeuse, or the Joyful or Happy March, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope to find you in a happy mood, and we're enjoying classical music as it continues now through the afternoon time. And we've got music from one of Austria's great 19th century keyboard virtuosos, from Johann Nepomuk Hummel, the Fourth Piano Trio, along with Beethoven and his overture to the Consecration of the House, the Philadelphia Orchestra, has that one for us a bit later down the line. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We continue on next with music by Frederick Delius. He wrote this in 1888, a suite for violin and orchestra. Although it may not have had an actual performance or premiere until it was brought before the conductor Thomas Beecham in 1907 and probably not recorded until this performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley with violinist Rafe Holmes, next on KPR. Composed in 1888, a suite for violin and orchestra from composer Frederick Delius. We heard the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there, led by Vernon Handley and the violinist Rafe Holmes, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is a minute past 12:30. The Philadelphia Orchestra, paying us a visit before the hour is through, in about 15 minutes they'll have Beethoven's overture to the Consecration of the House. That's in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, highlighting programming, news, and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. And Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, it's 62 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 74 today. We have a chance of showers this afternoon, 30% chance of showers after 5 p.m. 30% chance of rain this evening as well, cloudy skies and a low of 51. And for tomorrow, it should be sunny with temperatures in the mid-70s. Music for you next by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. Born in the late 18th century, he was very active in the early 19th century, and mentioned before how he was one of Austria's great piano virtuosos. And he ought to have been. He was a pupil of all of the greats, a student of Mozart, of Haydn, of Antonio Salieri, and he would eventually go on to succeed Haydn in the court of Prince Nicholas Esterhazy. Our recording is of the Beaux-Arts Trio with Hummel's Fourth Piano Trio in G, next on KPR. Piano Trio No. 4 by Johann Nepomuk Hummel, performed by the Beaux-Arts Trio on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:50, 10 minutes until NPR News, the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Theodore Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, now through Sunday. Tickets at theodorelawrence.com. With about 10 minutes left in this hour, we'll have time for a bit of music written by Beethoven to celebrate the opening of the Josefstadt Theater in Vienna in 1822. Conductor Riccardo Muti is here to lead the Philadelphia Orchestra for the concert overture The Consecration of the House on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven wrote that in 1822 to commemorate the opening of the Josefstadt Theater in Vienna, The Consecration of the House concert overture. Riccardo Muti led the Philadelphia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1 o'clock and we're about ready for NPR News. Following an update of the headlines, we'll get into the next hour of music. Listen for the Colosseum Waltzes of Johann Strauss Jr., and we'll spend a bit of time with the Smithsonian Chamber Players, the Piano Trio by Mendelssohn. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 Sierra Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live higher this hour, the NASDAQ is up more than 100 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From American composer Laurie Anderson, a charming tune called Belle of the Ball, played by the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by Frederick Connell, on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you as always. We'll spend most of our time this hour with the Smithsonian Chamber Players. They'll join us in a few minutes for our Mendelssohn Piano Trio. A bit later on, we'll have the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and a whirlwind of an orchestral rondo by composer Zoltán Kodály. Right now, the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Johannes Wildner are ready to take it away. From Johann Strauss Jr. will enjoy the Colosseum Waltzes here on KPR. The Colosseum Waltzes from Johann Strauss Jr. and performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony, led by Johannes Wildner, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:16. In the second half of the hour, coming up, we've got the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. They'll join us a bit later down the line for a delightful Hungarian rondo by Zoltán Kodály. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Greg and Dana Newkirk's Haunted Objects Live Saturday evening, featuring history, folklore, and true-life accounts of haunted artifacts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. It is 65 degrees here on the KU campus. We have a 30% chance of showers for our afternoon, and we're on our way to a high in the mid-70s. Tonight should be mostly cloudy with a low of 51, 30% chance of showers. And for tomorrow, looks like a sunny day with a high of 77. On now to chamber music by Felix Mendelssohn and something he began writing in 1845 while staying in Frankfurt, during which time he had many guests and visitors, and one of them was the great German violinist and composer Louis Spohr, who Mendelssohn performed the following piece through with at least once, and music that he dedicated to Spohr, his second piano trio in C minor, played for us next by the Smithsonian Chamber Players on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the second piano trio in C minor by Felix Mendelssohn, composed in 1845. Performed today by the Smithsonian Chamber Players here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:47, and in a little over 10 minutes, our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring Sound, Echo, and Silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org and the law office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. 30% chance of showers for our afternoon. Temperatures should fetch up around the mid-70s today. It's about 65 here at the KU campus. For tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 51, 30% chance of showers, and looks like for tomorrow, a sunny day with highs around 77. We bring in next the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, a bit more music of Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, something that he wrote in 1917, which drew from some material that he had written earlier for a Hungarian play that went by the name of Skylarking. This is known as Kodály's Hungarian Rondo, in a performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. That one was written in 1917. The Hungarian Rondo, from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, and a performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News with an update of headlines, with more classical music awaiting us in the next hour. One of the earliest of Mozart's violin sonatas, and we'll also bring in the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra for Otorino Respighi and his piano concerto. Much more wonderful music is on the way. Thanks for being with us for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon. We have a 30% chance of showers for this afternoon, and temperatures should fetch up in the mid-70s. Tonight, 30% chance of rain, cloudy, and a low of 51. Tomorrow should be sunny, with a high of 77. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Weekday on Morning Edition.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
29. The NASDAQ has risen 79 points and the S&P is up 10. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, led by Louis de Fremont and cellist Paul Tortelier, with music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, the Allegro Appassionato, on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on KPR this Tuesday afternoon for our 2 p.m. hour. We have Otorino Respighi's Piano Concerto. The Slovak Radio Symphony will play that for us a bit later on. We'll also be treated to some of the earliest music by Mozart, one of the sonatas for violin written in Mozart's boyhood. That'll be coming up a bit later with violinist Andrew Smith. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. Eugene Ormandy and the Philharmonia Orchestra have our next performance, and we'll listen to some music from another French composer, music by Jacques Ibert. We'll hear a few orchestral episodes from a score he composed for a French play that went by the name of The Italian Straw Hat. This is a play that gets staged pretty regularly over in France, beginning in 1851. It apparently concerns the story of a grand village wedding, and long story short, there is this horse that eats a lady's straw hat, and if they can't replace it with the exact same style of hat, the entire wedding will be ruined. We'll hear of a divertimento from The Italian Straw Hat by Hébert. The Philharmonia Orchestra takes it away on Kansas Public Radio. Music by French composer Jacques Hébert from the French play The Italian Straw Hat, a divertimento from a score that Hébert composed for that production in 1851. Eugene Ormandy and the Philharmonia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:26 and still to come. In about 10 minutes' time, Odorino Respighi's Piano Concerto. Coming up for you on KPR, support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series, Beyond the Ballot, tomorrow, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Next on KPR, we're ready to enjoy some Mozart and a sonata that some have referred to as the Wunderkind Sonata. It was written in 1764, and Mozart was only about 7 years old at the time. It was one of his first four violin sonatas. It didn't take Mozart very long to become expert at playing the violin or writing for it. Violin Sonata in B-flat major with violinist Andrew Smith alongside pianist Joshua Pierce. Next on KPR. From Mozart and some of his earliest music. He wrote that one when he was about 7 years old in 1764. His violin sonata in B-flat major, the Wunderkind Sonata. A recording by violinist Andrew Smith and pianist Joshua Pierce on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:37, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues later on this evening. Destiny is your host. And on tonight's program, they say that being modest is important, and you can hear all about it from both Dmitri and Mussorgsky in Destiny's program beginning at 7 tonight, plus a dramatic and lush string quartet by Elgar, and some bliss brought to you by our own University of Kansas Wind Ensemble. That and more during an evening of classical music with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Ready next to bring in the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. And music is by composer Odorino Respighi. We have some early music from him from around the year of 1902. As a pianist, Odorino Respighi was largely self-taught, and he didn't have an incredible output of work music for piano. But in 1902, after spending some time in Russia studying with Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, he wrote the following Piano Concerto in A Minor. The Slovak Radio Symphony, along with conductor Howard Griffiths and pianist Konstantin Shcherbakov, play next on KPR. Written fairly early in the life and career of Odorino Respighi, the composer's Piano Concerto in A Minor, played by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, led by Howard Griffiths, with pianist Konstantin Shcherbakov on KPR, where it is just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, music resumes. Destiny has classical music for you, tonight from 7 to 9. And as for me, I'm Jeff Watson. It's been a pleasure sharing classical music with you. Thanks for joining me, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 3 o'clock.
Our test.